Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, it is the end of March, and that means that many of us around the United States and North America will have a few days off coming up. Some will travel, and others will just hang out around the house for a staycation. As a result, I want to share with you a few things that you can do or use to help grow your mind, strengthen your soul, and develop your wisdom. Now, I am very fortunate to have family who lives in a warm climate in the winter. As a result of their location, my family and I have had for nearly two decades the opportunity to be blessed with the chance to stay with Nana and Pops in Florida for a week each year. Now, last year during the start of the pandemic, we were not able to go to Florida, but this year we have decided that we're going to go there and hang out with Nana and Pops. While I am very fortunate to have in-laws that are generous and great hosts, it is no secret that I am not one to be idle while I'm there or anywhere. Some of you may be like me, and others of you likely have a friend or relative who are like me. I'm the one, when we go to the beach, who gets everything set up with everyone, squirts sunscreen all over myself, rubs it in, gets ready to go. Then I make sure that everyone is set, and then I'm off, either into the water, down the beach to rent something to be in the water with, or then do something. I'm always on the move. Then once I've exhausted swimming and paddling, I usually ask if anyone wants to take a walk. And once back from the walk, I may invite myself into a stranger's game of catch or volleyball and then sit there and see if anybody wants to go shell hunting and just keep moving. And then I sit down just as everyone else is tired of relaxing. And then boom, I'm back on my feet, packing and volunteering to, should I run and get lunch? Do you guys want me to go do this? Should I do this? I am always on the move. And when we get back to Nana's, I ask, hey, what are we doing next? I have always had a restless mind, body, and spirit. I like to live every day to the fullest, and I'm not sure why, but I've never really been able to sit still. Unless, of course, I can engage my mind in a way that takes me away from the overwhelming need to feel like I need to be moving. One tradition I started about 15 years ago that I now observe every time I have idle time anywhere that we're traveling is something I call beverages, beach chairs, and books. You know, what I do is every day I take about 90 minutes to grab a beach chair out of the garage, a beverage, and my book along with my headphones, and for that period of time, I immerge myself in the book or books. And those books are usually texts that help me fuel my wisdom, grow my knowledge, develop me, and allow me to sit still for a little while, as well as better myself for others. I wanted to share with you four texts for consideration for your break in the next few weeks. Now, all four books are newer texts. Three I would call personal development to be a better leader, person, and professional, and one text that's a leadership text specifically in the historical context that I think is a phenomenal lesson and will allow you deep reflection. So, here I go. I'm not sharing these in any sort of order, but I would say that you will enjoy them each. And some of them have been highlighted in previous TH3s and others will be. Now remember, you can subscribe to the TH3, which is Theodore's Three on Thursdays, something you should be reading, something you should be listening to, and something you should be watching. It's free, and all you have to do is email me at ted@cesa6.org or just go to our website, CESA6.org, and find my contact information. All right, let's get to it here. The first text, and you're going to hear the books because I have the books with me in my little recording studio, which is a closet. Okay, the first book is called Positive Intelligence by Shehrzad Shamin. And his book is now on my second reading, maybe even my third, I guess, because I've started it, finished it, gone back to it, and now I'm rereading it in the context of using it to support and grow others. It's a book called Positive Intelligence, Why Only 20% of Teams and Individuals Achieve Their True Potential, and how you can achieve yours. Now, everyone knows about intellectual intelligence, and many of us have read books on emotional intelligence, which we've discussed on the podcast before. But now is a text that breaks down positive intelligence. And You can actually go online to his website and take a assessment, a test, to see what your positive intelligence is. Believe it or not, I scored pretty high, and I was pretty proud of that. But I didn't score as high as I wanted to, and that was why I just keep going back to the book to pick up all these strategies and different ideas and ways in which I can grow personally and professionally. Now, he basically breaks it down that your brain, our brain, the brain, has two ways in which it works. It is either working in the service of us, or it is sabotaging us. And one of the pieces is he goes into this deep idea and he breaks it down very, very well that our brain has a judge mode where we are judging. And as a result, we are sabotaging things. We are growing narratives within our mind. And as a result of those narratives, what ends up happening to us? Oh, we get stuck in pessimism. We believe the world's out to get us. We struggle with our mental health for the day or the moment. We get anxious and we don't know what to do. But one of the things about the text is he just keeps talking about the language from which you can grow personally so that you or I can continue to move forward. And I'm going to read to you my favorite paragraph from the book. Here it goes. Both your saboteurs and your sage may lead you to success, but they do so by taking very different paths. The saboteurs push you into action and success through anger, regret, fear, guilt, anxiety, shame, obligation, etc. But the sage, and the sage, you guys, is the part of our brain that's working for us. The sage pulls you into action through compassion, curiosity, creativity, the joy of self-expression, a desire to contribute and create meaning, and the excitement of action. Would you rather be pushed or pulled? Only the sage lets you achieve success without sacrificing happiness and peace of mind. Now, the book goes on to give you all different types of tools, different reflections, and different ways to become immediately cognizant of the fact that your own brain is the one creating the problems for you. This is a book that I believe that every professional should read. It helped me and helps me as a colleague, as a dad, as a husband, but most importantly, as a person. So that's the first book. Again, it's called Positive Intelligence, Why Only 20% of Teams and Individuals Achieve Their True Potential. It is totally worth it. Get it now. It'll be really good on a beach chair. On a beach. And I can guarantee you that if you read that book near anyone, you will not be able to get through two pages without turning and saying, hey, listen to this. This totally makes sense. Which leads me to the second book. And the second book is by Ethan Cross, and it's called Chatter, The Voice in Our Head, Why It Matters, and How to Harness It. Now, I have no idea how this happened, but ironically, I read Positive Intelligence, and then someone else, one of my good friends, Mark, had said, hey, Chatter is a good book that's getting some good reviews. Why don't we read that? So I did. It's almost as if the two books should be read on a bookend. One text making you aware of your positive intelligence, and now a second text that reinforces how the voices in our head matter and then how to harness them. Now, it's written much like a Malcolm Gladwell book where there are just story after story after story, and within each story is a lesson, and then at the end of each story and lesson, there are tools and different ways in which you can approach it. And I want to read to you my favorite paragraph from the book, which is actually in Cross's tools section at the end of the text. Hear the post-it pad coming away? Okay, so here it is. It is a tool that you can implement, and it's called Reinterpret Your Body's Chatter Response. The bodily symptoms of stress, for example, an upset stomach before, say, a date or a presentation, are often themselves stressful. For instance, chatter in your brain causes your stomach to grumble, which perpetuates your chatter, which leads your stomach to continue to grumble. And when this happens, remind yourself that your bodily response to stress is an adaptive, evolutionary reaction that improves performance under high-stress conditions. What? I remember reading that and thinking to myself, wait a minute, when the adrenaline comes from my heart and starts dripping into my stomach and gives me an upset stomach and makes me nervous, that's on purpose? It is. In other words, as he says, tell yourself that your sudden rapid breathing, pounding heartbeat, and sweaty palms are there not to sabotage you, but to help you respond to a challenge. And he basically teaches you how to make it pivot, that those feelings are a good feeling because it's your body's way of preparing you for whatever you are facing as you're moving forward. Now, Cross's book, much like the Positive Intelligence book, is one of those texts where you'll read two or three paragraphs, maybe a whole page, and you'll turn and you'll be like, hey, listen to this. You wouldn't believe this. Again, any opportunity you can have to read and share with others only reinforces your own ability to remember that knowledge and then go ahead and apply it. So again, the book is Chatter by Ethan Cross, The Voice in Our Head, Why It Matters, and How to Harness It. Now, the third book. And I'm telling you, these are ironically, all these books came out at the same time. I think it's all post-pandemic. Prepare yourself to move forward. This is one of my favorite authors who I've talked about on the podcast before. And I've reached out to him several times to try to sit down with me for an interview. But he's getting too popular. His name is Adam Grant, and his book is called Think Again. This book is filled with stories, the genius levels of stories that have so many narratives and really, really get you thinking. What Adam Grant did this time was he broke his text into three parts, and it's all about rethinking, the power of knowing what you don't know, and then how to make yourself aware of it. So it's growing your awareness. And honestly, if you have time and you're a fast reader, or you're going to take the month of April to learn and grow and dedicate it to personal professional development, I would read those books or these books in order: Positive Intelligence, Chatter, and then I'd read Think Again. The three parts of the book here that really, really, really blow you away is part one, which is individual rethinking and how to update your own views. Part two, interpersonal rethinking. So how to get better at opening your mind to others, and then collective rethinking, how to create communities of lifelong learners. Now, in the education world, we have been doing something called professional learning communities forever, or at least it feels like it. And that third part of the book is really fuel to help you grow the opportunities that present themselves when we work with others and how to positively collaborate with others and rethink how they work. So I'm going to go to my favorite part of the book, which is the end, which are Adam Grant's Actions for Impact. Now, just like the other two texts, this book is filled with different ways to approach everyday problems that we're all facing. So here's the first one. Think like a scientist. So how it is, or what he means by this is the way in which to develop habits of thinking again. So here's what he says. Think like a scientist. When you start forming an opinion, resist the temptation to preach, prosecute, or politic. Treat your emerging view as a hunch or a hypothesis and test it with data. Like the entrepreneurs who learn to approach their business strategies as experiments, you'll maintain the agility to pivot. Basically, what he was talking about in that story is too often we are confronted with something and we immediately form an opinion based upon past life experiences as to why it won't work, or why it does work, or why my opinion matters more than your opinion, or I have the facts, or I start making up data. Well, 82% of everyone who I've ever run across always says that 34% of the people in which I live with are some of the most impressive people that 27% of the country acknowledges. Stuff like that. It's a great text. And my other one that I really, really liked was this one, because I do this and I've challenged you to do this. One of the things that he talks about is how to calibrate your confidence and then invite others into questioning your own thinking. And what he says is, he says to build a challenge network, not just a support network. Here's what he says. It's helpful to have cheerleaders encouraging you, but you also need critics to challenge you. Who are your most thoughtful critics? And once you've identified them, invite them to question your thinking. To make sure they know you're open to dissenting views, tell them why you respect their pushback and where they usually add the most value. We don't often invite people in our lives to tell us what they don't like about what we are doing. And that's a really strong strategy to help you think again. And that, again, is the name of Adam Grant's newest book, Think Again, a phenomenal text. Now, the fourth text here is a little book that Grace found for me, my daughter. Grace suddenly has become a book person, and I love it. And we went to Barnes & Noble Books the other day at the mall while we were swimsuit shopping. We stopped there. I think it was more to make Dad happy than anything else. But we went to Barnes & Noble. Grace picked out a text, and as we were walking out, there was the new book section, and I stopped because I always go to the nonfiction and biography section when I'm at the bookstore to see what's going on. And Grace puts her finger, and she's like, hey, Dad, That's a book I think you'll like. And the book is called Lincoln's Mentors, The Education of a Leader. Now, if you know anything about Abraham Lincoln, you know he had no formal education, or very little formal education, loved to read, learned to read in a small cabin in the middle of nowhere, grew up in immense levels of poverty and abuse, and went on to become the 16th president of the United States. And he did that because he shares a quality that very few people have, and that is that he loves to learn from people with dissenting points of view. He loves to learn from everyone he meets, and he grows from every interaction around him. Somewhere along the line, as the book points out and goes through, Abraham Lincoln learned to bring people to the table who didn't agree with him. So when we come off of Adam Grant's book and we start to look at how Lincoln grew himself, what he did was he found every opportunity to surround himself with incredibly diverse mindsets and groups of people. You see, Abraham Lincoln, when he was in Illinois as an attorney or a lawyer, what he did was he got on a train on Monday morning and he would ride the rails. They were called rail lawyers. And what they did was every little town they stopped in, they basically got off the train, and if there was anybody who needed a lawyer, they were at the train station looking for a lawyer, and that's how he built his clientele. There are rumors in my little small town of Port Washington, Wisconsin, that Abraham Lincoln often stayed here on his trips between central Illinois and Green Bay, Wisconsin. And he practiced law in Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, and up and down that rail, and basically making a couple bucks to review or write a contract, settle the dispute, represent someone. And each time he did so, he learned from those people. Many of the mentors identified in the text, he never met. He just read about them. And what he did was he continually focused on studying former presidents, senators, congressmen, working on his oratory skills, reading other people's speeches, reading newspapers to see how people responded to certain words and what they had done. And as he went through his career, from a young country lawyer to eventually the president of the United States, the book walks through all of the different people that came in and out of his life that he used to grow personally and professionally. And I think that is something that is really, really powerful for each of us to reflect upon. As you're reading the book, or at least as I read the book, each time I would get to the end of the chapter or maybe a couple of pages, I'd stop and think to myself, who taught me that? Who modeled that for me? Because Lincoln goes through and talks about, or the book talks about how Abraham Lincoln learned how to deal with conflict, how he resolved conflict, and mostly by just watching everyday people, but then picking very famous historical characters and learning from them and how he could apply his country learnings to national politics. The book is called Lincoln's Mentor by Mike Gerhardt, and it's a phenomenal book. I would strongly suggest you get it. So, all four books are newer texts. Three I would call personal development, and the others professional development, but all of them will help you grow. Take time in the next few weeks to fuel yourself of new knowledge. Make time to reflect and relax. A Buffalo leader is someone who every day works to gain the energy to charge into the storms they are facing. And you only grow that energy by growing your knowledge, fueling your soul, and finding ways to learn. These four books are books that will inspire you in different ways. Pick one, learn, grow, fuel, and energize your soul by taking on the challenges you're facing by learning. Now, if you read one, write me and tell me you're learning. Because ultimately for me, that's what fuels my inner buffalo. So let's do some smart thinking. List the books you will read to learn and grow from over the upcoming break. Describe how you can avoid missing the opportunity to grow your wisdom and skills in the next few weeks by learning and reading. And finally, list your learnings from the last book you read and find ways to share it with others. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening and thank you for all you do to lead. I'm always grateful and grateful for a lot of things. And one of the things I'm really grateful for is you and the Wellpennies and their music. They're one of the bands that I will play as I read in that beach chair in the driveway in Florida. Their optimism and playful rhythms and melodies make them great to listen to as you stare off into the distance reflecting upon what you have just learned. As we close out here, I just needed to tell you, I'm taking a couple weeks off from the podcast. 2 weeks specifically, the next two weekends. Because I will be focusing on my family, and I will be focusing on my growth. And I will also be doing my best not to drive Nana and Pops and my family crazy while we are blessed on our trip. But when I come back, I will be ready. And each day, I will toast you when I sit in the beach chair with my book and my beverage. As I finalize this podcast with you, I want to share with you a quick story. A few weeks ago, a dear friend of mine asked me, "Hey, how do you retain information when you read?" And I shared with him my final thought for you today. Read with intention, with the intention of teaching others and applying what you've learned. When you read the books I suggested or any text that is for growth, you can't just read it, put it down, and walk away from it. You have to read it, apply it, and share with others. Look at each text as a challenge to grow from. Take notes in, write in the book, and then discuss it with others. Think as you read how you will apply it, and share with others how you are looking to grow as a result of what you've read. Once you share your learnings and commitments with others, there's a strange level of accountability you will feel towards your own integrity. It's like a truth. It can't be forgotten, and once applied, it's imprinted on your buffalo psyche. I chose these texts for you with great intention. Three of them will fuel your post-pandemic mindset. They will give you tools to help you learn. They'll challenge your mental narratives. And most importantly, you, well, you will grow forward in the service of others.
I know you've been blue. I miss the way you do. So drop your disguise and lift those tired eyes. And love, leave it be. Wait and see. Under a meteor shower, such a sound, up and down, play it a little bit louder. Oh my, have you ever seen such blue sky? Oh, what I would do up so high. Suddenly I know it's all I'll ever need. Oh, don't speak, I just want to feel that heartbeat rattle in the dark, it's so sweet. It's all falling through. I know you feel it too. It shakes and collides and feeds your worries.